Earlier on, we heard about the bright red-hot emission that results when gas accelerates to nearly the speed of light as it falls into a black hole. But Jack Stott has got in touch wondering just how fast is the speed of light. He wants to know how long you would have to spend accelerating at 1G, the acceleration you experience in free fall on Earth, before you'd be travelling that fast.
So I have to say, I was really excited when I heard that Jack had asked this question because it meant that I got to get out my high school physics again and do some calculations, which I very rarely get to do these days. And this answer actually really surprised me. It turns out it would only take 354 days, so pretty much almost a year, to get to light speed if you're accelerating at 1G. It really surprised me, actually, that it was that quick. I thought it would take way longer to get to the speed of light.
Now, I guess there are some relativistic problems here, aren't there? Because as you started to get towards the speed of light, your acceleration would start to slow down somewhat.
Definitely. As you approach the speed of light, relativity comes into play and it's much, much harder to accelerate yourself. You become heavier and heavier and heavier. But the way I did this calculation was to assume that your 1G acceleration was constant from a reference frame that was external to the object. So say we're observing from the Earth this object being accelerated through space at 1G. And so if you did do it from the reference frame of the object, or you, if you're the person sitting in a spaceship being accelerated, then you will get a different result. And I will also say the mass of the object is irrelevant in this calculation. So it actually ends up being a very, very simple calculation because you have a defined constant acceleration. And of course, just to put that out there and say it right now, I know that you can't accelerate anything to the speed of light. It's obviously a moot point to actually speed something to the speed of light. So I've just done the calculation assuming you could get to the speed of light. It would take 354 days. But of course, the amount of energy you would need to produce 1G, even as you start getting to 80% of the speed of light, 90% of the speed of light, you start using up all of the energy available in the universe, basically, to get there, no matter how heavy you are. And you become much more heavy. Your mass increases as you speed up as well, obviously.
So having been accelerating at 1G for this 354 days, how far would you have travelled by the end of that?
A very, very long way. So it's about half a light year, which is about 31,000 times the distance between the Sun and the Earth, which is called one astronomical unit. So about 30,600 AU, or astronomical units, 285 trillion miles, if you want to know it in miles, and 4 times 10 to the 12 kilometres. A very long way just to get to the speed of light, well and truly out of the solar system.
My thanks to Kirsten Goschalk. You're listening to Naked Astronomy with me, Dominic Ford, and it's time to take a look at what's been making the headlines recently.